The October 10, 1945 edition of the Times newspaper summed up six ongoing criminal cases of differing severity. O.M. Van Dunn, former deputy district attorney, today had been appointed by Superior Judge Cotton to defend Hugh Taylor, San Mateo Lather charged with manslaughter in the death of a friend, Mrs. Mary Pearson, on September 10. Mrs. Pearson was found dead in Taylor's San Mateo hotel room on September 10, and an autopsy disclosed that she died of head injuries. Taylor's plea to the charge preferred by San Mateo police was continued to next Monday. In the same court, Brooks Akers, 45, pleaded not guilty to charges of assault with a deadly weapon growing out of the stabbing of his divorced wife, Mrs. Bonnie Akers, 36, and her fiancé, Corp. Ira M. Pitts, 36, member of the Regular Army and currently a Dibble Hospital patient, at Mrs. Akers' North Fair Oaks home several weeks ago. Both victims have recovered. The Akers case was continued to October 15 to set the date of trial. William Weaver, San Bruno plumber, convicted in May 1927 of second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of his estranged wife, Verna Weaver, today filed his second notice of intention to apply for a certificate of rehabilitation and pardon. On March 12, 1927, Weaver fired a shot, fatally wounding his bedridden wife, who was suing him for divorce, fired a shot at his mother-in-law, which missed, and then attempted to shoot himself. He pleaded guilty to a charge of second-degree murder. Trial in Judge Cotton's court of H.H. Stamper, Brisbane bartender, charged with illegal possession of marijuana, was set for November 6. Stamper, arrested by state narcotics agents, pleaded not guilty. Theft during working hours yesterday of two cartons of chocolate bars from the warehouse of Intercity Transport Lines, Bayshore Highway and Chestnut Street, was reported to police today by Edward McKillop. On the night of October 4, burglars broke into the same ITL warehouse and stole 14 cases of whiskey and a bottle of cologne water. Police said there was no connection between the two.